This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 20. Mystery. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 3. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mercy, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to His eternal purpose that He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Him, and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Researchers around the world are seeking to solve mysteries about many diseases. If someday a cure is found for multiple sclerosis, for example, or for Lou Gehrig's disease, many people will rejoice. If only these mysteries could be revealed today. In our scripture for today, Paul uses the word mystery 4 times. He explains that God has now revealed a mystery He had hidden for ages. Because we're now reconciled with God through Christ Jesus, God is now our friend, and He reveals what He's been doing for past ages and what He's up to now. This mystery has to do with salvation. God is not only the God of the Israelites, but also the God of all nations. This revelation calls for rejoicing. In Jesus, the Father brings all peoples together in one body, the church, the one people and family of God. Today, many of us have the opportunity to gather for worship at a local church. At one level, the church is like every other human institution. We deal with hypocrisy, imperfect leaders, and a lack of financial resources. But as our text tells us today, the church is also much more than any other institution. God's intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to His eternal purpose that He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. May we find joy that God has revealed this mystery to us. Pray with me. Lord, You have provided salvation for all nations. May this revealed mystery shape our lives and guide us to praise and serve You today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.